Well, that attack close to the city of Lviv expands Russia's invasion to more targets in western Ukraine and to Lviv, which has been, as we said, a safe haven for many up to now. But what is happening on the ground? Well, a UK defence intelligence report suggests that logistical problems and Ukrainian counterattacks are hampering the ability of Russian troops to make significant progress. Dr. Jack Watling is a research fellow for land warfare at the Royal United Services Institute. He's on the line now. Jack, thanks very much for joining us. These attacks overnight in Lviv, previously it had been thought to be a safe haven in the western part of Ukraine. How significant are those attacks?
I don't think they really changed the dynamic. I mean, what we've seen is that the Russians have used precision strikes with cruise missiles to hit primarily military targets deeper inside Ukraine to try and degrade its air force, some of its training bases. And as material moves from outside Ukraine into Ukraine, the supply lines and depots for that material will become targets. And so we're likely to see those strikes deep inside Ukraine continue. But that doesn't mean that the Russians have either enough munitions of that type to start doing the kind of wide area targeting that they're doing in eastern Ukraine. So I think we're going to see the focus primarily on military targets.
Okay, I mentioned as well that those UK intelligence reports out today suggesting Ukrainian counterattacks as well as logistical issues are affecting Russia's ground war. What actual impact are those having on Russian troops?
So the morale of Russian troops is quite low, and their ability and will to kind of conduct attacks is limited. And so they are very dependent on artillery, and artillery depends upon a very, very large amount of ammunition, which has to be moved to the guns. And so in the northern axes going towards Kyiv, the capital, and also around Kharkiv, what we are seeing are these long supply lines that the Ukrainians are attacking, disrupting, breaking up with these relatively small but persistent counterattacks that are preventing the Russians from having enough ammunition to build momentum in their attempt to encircle both Kharkiv and Kyiv.
And so what does that mean then for Kyiv, which presumably would be the focus of an attack, of a major Russian attack in the future if they have the capacity to do that?
So what the Russians are trying to do is encircle Kyiv, and once they encircle it, they can impose the same problems that are now being experienced in Mariupol, where you have massive amounts of artillery fire, but also there is a short timeline within which people will run out of food, water, and other critical supplies. So long as the Ukrainians can prevent the Russians from encircling Kyiv, then that they won't run out of supplies. And so that is a really important focus for the Ukrainians, making sure that they maintain the lines of supply into the capital.
If the ground war then is not going according to plan for Russia, what's their strategy beyond that?
I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really critical. The Ukrainians have a limited ability to retake ground. And so the Russians will try and be more deliberate, slower. They'll try and reduce their rate of casualties, and thereby slowly encircle these cities. Because once they achieve encirclement, then they can dictate the terms, and the Ukrainians have to change the situation if they want the situation to improve. Whereas at the moment, the Ukrainians can last, they can hold out, and the Russians are in this very difficult position of taking very heavy casualties while not actually imposing a potential for defeat on the Ukrainians. So the next couple of weeks will be really critical.
All right, Jack, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. That's Dr. Jack Watling, a research fellow for land warfare at the Royal United Services Institute.